Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, when Aaron Rodgers walked in that building, the Steelers are a better football team. So he absolutely is worth the wait. What does that mean when the season starts? Where does he take them? I do not know. But the quarterback room you have right now is not going to accomplish too much, and when I say too much, winning football games to get you to the playoffs. So the wait is absolutely going to be worth it because he is walking in the best quarterback in that room, and he's going to help your team succeed at the highest possibility over them dudes. So is he worth the wait? Absolutely, because you don't have no answer at quarterback right now. So you got to wait, and I don't care how long you got to wait. You need to get a quarterback in there that could deliver in this era. Yeah.
I don't care how long you have to wait, James Jones says, former Packers wide receiver. That was on the facility on FS1 earlier today. I don't care how long you have to wait. Aaron Rodgers is worth the wait. Look, I am somebody who does think that having Aaron Rodgers on this team is significantly more beneficial, at least win-loss-wise, than having Mason Rudolph. Ben Roethlisberger had this opinion, and I share it, regarding what the team looks like with Aaron Rodgers and what they look like without Aaron Rodgers.
I have us at 7-10 without Aaron.
Without Aaron.
And I have us 11-6. With Aaron.
That's a big difference, bud.
That's called three letters.
Yeah.
H-O-F.
11-6 with Aaron, 7-10 without Aaron, Ben has. Now, I think 11 wins is a very optimistic viewpoint, especially looking at the end of the season, that final stretch of about six games or so. We had to go to Detroit. You have Buffalo. You play the Ravens twice. Cleveland, which can always be a sneaky game, especially late in the year. Like, they previously dominated Cleveland for such a large stretch until the last couple of years. I mean, you go to Cleveland and you lose to DTR. You go to Cleveland and you lose to Jameis Winston. The Browns come in here and beat you in the COVID year after Marquise Pouncey snapped the ball over Ben's head to start the game. Like, as much as we can say the Browns are the Browns, Juju, the Browns have at times given the Steelers fits over the last 5 years. As this 8 years without a playoff win stretch has gone on, the Browns have ultimately beaten the Steelers in games they shouldn't have. And George Pickens might blame the weather for that, but the Browns have outplayed the Steelers in some games, especially in Cleveland. I want to see Aaron Rodgers on this team because I think they're a 10-7 team with him, and I think they're a 7-10 team without him, maybe even a 6-win team with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. That's not supposed to be a knock on Mason Rudolph the person or anything like that. Mason Rudolph the player threw 9 touchdowns and 9 picks last year with Tennessee. Like, let's not forget about that. Let's not forget about what Mason Rudolph was before the stretch at the end of the season where he deserves his flowers for winning 3 games for them to get them into the playoffs. Rudolph saved Christmas in 2023. Yes, they did beat a Ravens JV team. They beat the backups, and they go to Buffalo, end up losing in the playoffs. Mason throws a costly interception. He played okay, but let's not act like Mason Rudolph is an ultimate difference maker here. He's a good NFL backup quarterback. I don't view Mason Rudolph in a light of, yes, he's definitely somebody that can take you to the playoffs and win you a playoff game. I do with Aaron. I think he has 1 year left in him, still has good arm strength. I do question, because mobility is not there. I do question for Rodgers what it's going to be like for him over the course of a full 17-game season. Like, can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? Only played 4 snaps 2 years ago. Last year, a little banged up. Played, wasn't good in some moments. He did close the season well. They did play inferior.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Your opponents. I do think, though, with Rodgers, a better offensive line with the Steelers. That offensive line in New York was bad. So a better offensive line. Weapons-wise, comparable to the Jets. Jets' weapons might have been better, at least at wide receiver. Freiermuth's a better tight end than what they had. Running back-wise, Jaylen Warren and Caleb Johnson with Arthur Smith at offensive coordinator instead of, Aaron and Aaron alone calling all the plays. Like, Aaron's going to have some factor into this offense. Let's not mistake that. But I do agree with Ben that this team is a 10-win team with Aaron and a 7-win team without Aaron. Now, that does not mean that I'm like James Jones and would completely cater to Aaron. You can't be held hostage by him. Oh, wait, you already are. You have to give this guy a deadline. You have to tell him, look, Aaron, you have to be in here by the start of mandatory minicamp. And if not, when you do get here, we're just going to put more parameters on you. There's the word. On how this is going to go. Because at some point, if you're the Steelers, because they're at a point of no return. They have gone down the Aaron Rodgers black hole where there's no other choice for them to just continuing to be in it. But why not apply some heat? Like, if you're out there grilling right now listening, turn up the heat a little bit on that gas grill. Add a little bit more charcoal. That's probably what the Steelers need to do to get Aaron Rodgers in here, unless there's already been a handshake agreement that we don't know about, where, yes, I'll be here by the start of OTAs. Oh, well, that's tomorrow. Or, yes, I'll be here by the start of minicamp. Mandatory camp. That starts in, just over 2 weeks. 412-928-9370, if you'd like to chime in. Nick Faribault will join us momentarily, but first, here's Patrick in Latrobe. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
What role do you expect coaches to play, whether it's the Pirates or the Steelers? Because when I go to opening day, there's like 20 different coaches for the Pirates.
In terms of like what role are you specifically talking about, Patrick?
As far as developing players. Like, we talk about the players, we talk about the ownership. Well, these are all professional players. We have some decent players. Are they being coached? Like, or how come we don't get better throughout the year? And the same thing goes with the Steelers. Like, we're all waiting for Aaron Rodgers. What about this young kid? What if he's hungry? He has nothing to lose. He trains. He works. He's a smart kid. He learns the playbook. I mean, won a national championship.
You're talking about Will Howard.
Yeah. Who's to say that he doesn't work and earn that spot?
Well,
and Aaron Rodgers is 41. Take a lot of 41-year-olds. And yeah, he's Hall of Fame, But, that was on
Will Howard, Patrick, and I appreciate the call. The thing about Howard to me is that he had a very inconsistent regular season at Ohio State. Very, very, very good playoff. There's no denying he was very good in the playoffs. His accuracy was better. His running ability is there. But he was also a 6th-round pick for a reason. Like, there are questions on Will Howard. He might have the physical build, but is the touch on the deep ball that great from Howard? Is the accuracy always there? Is the decision-making there? He tends to panic in the pocket. He was a 6th-round pick for a reason. So I'm not, a lot of people are banking on Will Howard because anytime you draft a quarterback, there's always like an expectation, oh, well, maybe this guy can finally be it. There was like that with Landry Jones. We tried to talk ourselves into Landry. We tried to talk ourselves into Mason. We never did that with Oladokun when he was a 7th-round pick and they ultimately cut him. Like, Will Howard's not going to be cut, but why are we trying to talk ourselves into a 6th-round pick like Will Howard? I think he's a good dude. I think he can play as a, what I think Will Howard's best upside can be is as a good backup for them. If Will Howard becomes like a 6-7 year backup in the NFL and they have him for 4 or 5 years as a backup, I think that's a good career for him as a 6th round pick, as an older guy that had to stay in college for a little bit longer to be able to uptick his value. Nick Faribault.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.